Country Club FM.
You know what that means? Either the cows are coming in for feeding time, or it's almanac time. And Brian from Bees on the River is with us here, sitting in. We also have virtual Neil. He just happens to be on hand here today.
Huh?
So we're ready to go. Today's almanac, and we are giving away, as part of an almanac quiz, certificate for one girl or child. I guess it could be a boy, doesn't matter, to Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop. Includes a free manicure and a free pedicure. When's the last time you've had a mani-pedi, Brian?
Can't say I have.
I've never had one either. They tell me it's great. I don't know. At some point in time, I have to bite the bullet. Instead of biting my fingernails, I'm going to bite the bullet and have some professionals take care of the manicure and pedicure. My wife hates my toenails. I mean, they look like talons, I guess. It's kind of like a gargoyle hanging off the top of a building. And so I'm set. I don't think they're that bad. But anyway, they could probably use a file or a sander. So we'll give those away at the end of the almanac as part of Almanac Quiz. Today's almanac brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online, upholsteryindustries.com, or email info@upholsteryindustries.com. Today is Monday, April 8th, 98th day of the year, 267 left to go. 1766, the first fire escape was patented. And when you think of, what are you going to make a fire escape out of? Something probably fire retardant, don't you think?
You would think so.
Brian, something that would not burn? Well, this first ever fire escape was made of a wicker basket on a pulley and a chain.
I don't know if that was very smart.
No, but at least it kind of got the ball rolling. I think people then, after the first fire, they go, maybe we should make this out of wicker. Especially a dried substance like wicker. Maybe if soaked in water, it might not burn. 1873, Alfred Paraff patented the first successful, finally, a substitute, an acceptable substitute for butter, right? I know the dairy industry is going, no, but oleomargarine. Brian, you're a great cook. Do you cook a lot with margarine, or are you mostly a butter guy? Are you like, what's her name, the famous homemaker, Martha Stewart? Butter, butter, butter. Paula Deen, butter, butter, butter.
We're butter, butter, butter.
Yeah, I like it.
It makes everything taste a lot better.
It sure does. And you know, when you melt margarine, you can see when it separates, just doesn't look all that appetizing.
Yeah, you see the oil and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I can't have butter.
I can't believe it's not margarine. 1911, the first squash tournament was played at the Harvard Club in New York City. They originally used squash. You know, that's why they call it that. They would take squash with their rackets, actual squash, maybe butternut squash, or any of the other great squashes out there, and they would hit it up against the wall. It wasn't very effective, so they found a ball, like a rubber ball, to use.
So would they have a squash bake then after? When
they'd have a squash bake, yeah. They'd scrape it off the wall and then just put it in a pan, and voila, and probably put butter on it instead of margarine.
You're right on.
Let's go all the way to 1974.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
That was an iconic moment. This date, 1974, number 7-15. He passed Babe Ruth off of Al Downing, the Atlanta Braves' Hank Aaron, all time. And, of course, he was surpassed by Barry Bonds, and Neil, Barry is a
cheater.
Yes. So to me, Hank Aaron is still the all-time home run champ. How about you, Brian?
I agree 100%.
Yes. That was in 74. In 1979.
Because I don't think it's an ordinary bruise, Mrs. Bunker. It could be phlebitis.
What's that?
It's a blood clot, and it can travel.
Where?
Well,
to Hoboken.
To your lungs.
Oh, to your lungs. That may be Hoboken. The last episode of All in the Family aired on this date on CBS, the 204th and final episode. I loved All in the Family, but Gene Stapleton wanted to leave, and they transitioned into Archie Bunker's place. Do you remember that, Brian?
I do not.
You're not old enough to remember Archie Bunker's place?
Well, I remember the show a little bit, but
Well, phlebitis. Edith actually died of phlebitis. And that led to her leaving the show, but that was the storyline. And I can still remember that scene where Archie said goodbye to Meathead. a couple of episodes before that when Meathead and Glory moved out to California. That and when Fonzie said goodbye to Richie on Happy Days, probably my two most Waterworks moments ever in sitcom television. Break out the Kleenexes on both of those. I just break down. Unbelievable. Your thoughts, Brian?
My thoughts are is I didn't see either one of them, so.
Let's move on then. He's not the best 80s and 70s sitcom guy in the league for nothing.
We even had radar to show the statue's position. In front of a live audience on Liberty Island, the disappearance of the Statue of Liberty.
So David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear on this date, 1983, in front of a live audience of 20 tourists. 20. He only had 20 there to watch it because it's easy to pay off 20 people and lie that it actually did disappear. So that was on this date, 1983 and 85. Phyllis Diller, have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah.
Phyllis Diller underwent a surgical procedure for permanent eyeliner to eliminate the need of eyelid makeup. It's like the cowl on Batman. Batman's cowl was basically what Phyllis Diller did with permanent eyeliner in 85. How about in 86? This was pretty big.
Carmel, California has a new mayor. From today on, the town, so prim it outlawed ice cream cones, has to deal with Clint. A rock group called the Medflies has...
Clint Eastwood became the mayor. He was elected Carmel, California. Here's a little bit of that song. Don't mess with Clint.
I guess it's only natural. Look where Ronnie Reagan went.
Well, Clint Eastwood, he was the mayor of Carmel. Brian?
How many terms did he make?
One. Only 1 2-year term. And it was the same thing with, what's his name, Sonny Bono. He did it because of his restaurant. Something about a sign or zoning or something like that. So everybody thought he's going to make everybody's day and, you know, pull out his gun and rule Carmel like it was the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wearing his poncho. It never did happen. All in all, he's one of the best mayors they ever had. 2006 on this date, you know, they said only Nixon could go to China, but so could Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger's having heart surgery. They're having to postpone their current tour. But they made their debut in China on this date. You haven't heard this song. You haven't heard Start Me Up or Emotional Rescue until you've heard it in Chinese. That was this date. 2006, right, Brian?
That would be very interesting to hear. And I think Mick Jagger, I think he's doing real well. I think he had his heart
workers
surgery.
Lowered the union jack on top of the prime minister's residence to half staff this morning as Britain mourns the death of Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher, the Iron Lady, passed away on this date. You of course had the Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher was the Iron Lady. She was 87 when she passed away this date, 2013, the exact same day.
Breaking news now, Annette Funicello has died. She was the Mouseketeer, known as the Queen of the Mickey Mouse Club. I want to bring in Michelle Turner. She was my favorite.
I know, that's what you were saying.
She had multiple sclerosis. She died at the age of 70 this date, 2013. And 2016 on the baseball diamond...
Story drives this to deep left field again, and this one's gone.
That's a player for the Colorado Rockies, set an MLB record for a rookie by hitting home runs in each of his first four games. It was a hot start. He definitely quieted down. He cooled off. He hit only 20-something home runs after hitting four in his first four games. He finished with 20-something. That rookie year of 2016. Let's move on to birthdays now. Shecky Green.
Whiplash is a big thing here today in Hollywood, you know. If you're out of a job and you can't get unemployment, you buy an old car, you park in the middle of the street, you wait to get hit, and then you yell, Whiplash! Whiplash!
Shecky Green is still with us. He's 93 today. Happy birthday to Shecky Green. Bo Duke, happy birthday.
You know, I believe my cousin's just a little bit jealous. Because, number one, he knows that I'm the only one in this whole dang county that can make that jump, including himself. And also, he's a little bit upset because that pretty little filly's fallen in love with me and not him.
Uh-oh, we're about to have a Duke fight, Bo versus Luke. So if Bo and Luke did fight, Brian, who do you think would win?
I'm going to take Bo.
I'm going to go with Daisy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because she can fight dirty. She can do the whole everything going on. When Bo and Luke fight, there's some kind of rule, but I think Daisy could take them both down. John Schneider, country singer, and of course Bo Duke is 59 today.
Ever since you've been leaving me, I've been wanting to cry.
The son of John Lennon, He came out with a couple of songs, Velotte, and then this one, Too Late for Goodbyes, about 83, 84, somewhere in there, I think. It was eerie how much he sounded like John. And you can't find videos of him singing his dad's songs. You can't find him singing Imagine or any Beatles songs. I don't know if he's ever even really done it. Or maybe I just didn't look that hard. Julian Lennon is 56 today. This was so bad it was good.
You got what I need, but you say...
Brian from Bees on the River, you're a big Biz Markie fan?
I can't say I am.
Any chance we get Biz Markie to Ribfest some year?
It may happen.
You get him cheap. He's the clown prince of rap. Biz Markie is 55 today. She had a baby with Forrest Gump.
You're a mama, Jenny.
I'm a mama. His name's Forrest.
Like me.
I named him after his daddy.
Oh, boy. Robin Wright, formerly Robin Wright Penn. She got tired of Sean again punching out all the cameramen again. 53 for Robin Wright, and he was the youngest son on Home Improvement.
I'm going to get them back.
Wait, what do you want to do to them?
I'm going to tell them that they're ugly and that their feet stink.
Ouch.
He played Mark on Home Improvement. Taryn Noah Smith, happy birthday today. It's hard to believe that the youngest son on Home Improvement is now 35 years old. Brian, you stunned? Are you shocked?
Yeah, actually I am, because I'm still older than that.
You are still older than that. Do you remember the Home Improvement show? Did you like Home Improvement? Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Let's move on to the Gons But Not Forgottens here today. She was one of the first ladies of the American cinema. In fact, she was known as the queen of movies, Mary Pickford.
Stanley, what is it?
It's melanoma, honey.
Stanley, there is something.
Now, dear, let's sit down.
Stanley Wentworth, what is it?
For a minute, I thought that was the Ropers, but actually Mary Pickford, born on this date 1892, queen of the movies. That was her Oscar-winning performance in the movie Coquette. And, you know, she was actually one of the original founding members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So really, on the ground floor, one of the founders of Hollywood as we know it, 1892. First Lady, Betty Ford, we all should have a clinic named after ourselves, 1918. Former First Lady Betty Ford. Edward Mulhare.
All right, Kitz, I'll deal with it. Tell Michael we'll be ready and tell him good. And you too, Kit.
Thank you, sir.
He was Devon. He was the guy who would give Michael Knight all of his instructions on Knight Rider. Brian, do you remember Knight Rider?
Oh, yes.
And the talking car, talking David car, Hasselhoff. Yep. Edward Mulhare was on that show, 1923. Former MTV VJ is no longer with us.
Well, all right, I'm J.J. Jackson, and I'll be sitting in with the latest video music performances the way they were meant to be. That's in stereo on MTV Music Television. You'll never look at music the same way again.
That's J.J. Jackson, one of the original MTV VJs, born on the state 1941, and a couple of baseball players, too. Catfish Hunter, 1946, died of Lou Gehrig's disease, and Gary Carter, who had a brain tumor, born on this date, 1954. And say it with me, Brian and Neil is here as well. They're all gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, very good. There we go. That's your almanac for today. Thank you, Brian, for chiming in and helping out and for keeping me straight. That's very important.
I can now knock this off my bucket list.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
And the fact that I won't hold it against you that you weren't familiar with Archie Bunker's place.
Okay, perfect.
Just give me more ribs.
No problem.
Slather my ribs with your barbecue sauce, and we will be okay. So again, before we wrap up, give us the details you shared with us. Jody Messina, Rib Fest. Give us the dates and how people can get tickets. Tickets are available now.
Tickets are available on our website at beontheriver.com. That's B as boy, B and boy, on the river.com. It's July 13th, and Jody Messina will be headlining, with Parmalee also opening up for her, and then we're going to have a Bob night on Friday night with the Hell Country Truckers, and another band to be announced for Saturday, July 13th. And we'll have our all-you-can-eat ribs and chicken, and we'll have our backyard barbecue contest if you want to do that. That's also, all that information's on my website. Camping is also out there. That'll go fast, so if you want to camp, please buy your sites ASAP.
Ultimate Summer Six Pack Song of the Day, your summer song of the day today. Listen between 1 and 3. Listen for Summertime Blues. Alan Jackson, not Eddie Cochran, the Alan Jackson version of Summertime Blues, sometime between 1 and 3 today. Be caller 6, win a box of no-name steaks, and be entered in the Friday drawing for the Ultimate Summer Six Pack. Tickets to 6 of the biggest music events, plus a $50 gift card to Cub. Listen for that later on today. Oh, and one more. We have actually 2 more items of business. We're going to play Almanac Quiz, and this is for a certificate for one child to go to the Princess and Diva Spa Fun Shop at, is that Mall of America? Where is that located
at? Mall of America.
Yeah, it is. I do believe that that is where that is, and it's at the Mall of America. And you can go check it out. We want you to check it out, and we want you to have this certificate. We were talking about Bo and Luke Duke, and I asked Brian who would win between a fight between Bo and Luke. Who did I say would win? Who did you say?
I said Bo.
Okay, who did I say would win the fight? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer to that question will win those tickets. Mall of America, Princess and Diva Spa Certificate here on Bob FM. And the last item of business, Brian, I need you to pick a song to kick off the Bobathon. Would you like to go with Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree, All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight, or Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now?
Let's go with Pam Tillis.
Pam, good choice. Thanks, Brian, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you at RibFest.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.
And oh, by the way, we're going to give away a pair of general admission tickets to see Jody Messina coming up here during the Bobathon. More details on the way. We started, as Brian said, with Pam Tillis. Bob FM.